I can remember when I first started playing the piano and writing things, when I wasn't writing actual songs yet, where there was words to it. And I used to write these kind of classical pieces that in my head would go along with like scenes from National Geographic program, with like a lion chasing a goat or something, you know. And I would imagine that in my head and then kind of write a tune against that imaginary scene. And then I started putting words to songs when I started writing songs for my friends, because like I remember my best friend, I think my first song with words, I think, was for my best friend in like second grade, and her name was Manuela. So the first song was called Manuela because she had a fight with her parents, and she was feeling really bad. And if for some reason it was like I wanted to give her something to make her feel better, and I just thought I'd write her a song. I was talking to my friend a couple days ago, and I admitted something to him that I don't ever say out loud because it just sounds so, it's so kind of, you know, gooey and embarrassing. But I do remember when I asked my mother for piano lessons, and we were living on 162nd Street in New York, and we just moved there, and I was in this new bedroom, and I couldn't sleep, and I went into my mom's room, and she was up in her loft bed, and the light was on, she was reading, and I crept out, and I said, "Mom," because I can remember sitting in the room, and all of a sudden just having this bang, like, "I want to take piano lessons." And I remember saying to her, "Mama, can I take piano lessons?" And she said, "Yeah, sure." I was like, can we start looking tomorrow?" And she's like, "Yeah, sure. Why?" And here's this, and I said, "Because I want to make people happy." Which I have not said that out loud to anyone except for my friend the other day, and it's just because it makes me so embarrassed that I said that, but I don't know why, but yeah, I guess it was for to help other people too. You know, when I first decided to try to take the songs public, my friend Sue Chang, who's one of my best friends still, we were going to night school together in 11th grade in New York, and she really, really, really was important in my decision to even make a demo tape, because she was saying to me, "There's no way that you could go in with these songs and that they're not gonna sign you." And I was like, you know, she was so optimistic about everything that I was like, you know, everybody says that. They're like, "I'm the greatest." And she's like, "No, I'm telling you, there's no way. You can't fail. You're so good." And she was so sure of me that it was like, that she really made me go, "Okay, well, I'll make a tape of three songs." And when our night school closed down, before we could go back to senior year, I ended up moving out. I thought that was like every door was closing for me, so I took that as a sign to like come out to California where my dad lives here. And I went to a home school, and I made a demo tape, and then my father and I made up 77 demo tapes. There's Never's a Promise, then there was, I believe, a song called He Takes a Taxi. I think that was what was on it. And then there was another song called Not One of Those Times. And the first one I handed out, I got signed. I gave it to a friend of mine, Anna Shemitoff, who was babysitting for Kathy Shanker, the publicist. And Kathy had a Christmas party to which Andy Slater went, and I got signed.